The U.S. Labor Department released the latest monthly employment report today, which found that in the month of July, the unemployment rate remained at 4.9%, with the economy adding 255,000 jobs. Joining us now for details is Marilyn G. Wax, NPR Senior Business Editor. And Marilyn, this was much better than expected.
This was a big upside surprise. Really, this summer, we were just seeing a lot of new jobs added. Economists had been expecting about something like 170,000, maybe 180,000 new jobs. That would have been a perfectly good number. But we've got this much better number, as you say. It was 255,000 new jobs. And they also revised up what was in June, and that was 292,000 jobs. So you put June and July together, and you've got a sunny summer with lots more jobs. Economists generally say that you reach full employment when the unemployment rate hits 4.6%. Right now, we're at about 4.9, so we're pretty close. If these trends keep up, we'll be hitting full employment very soon.
And who's doing all this hiring?
It was really across the board. It's a very strong report, but you saw something stand out in leisure, hospitality, retail. That's because consumers are in a lot better shape to spend. They're taking summer vacations this year because gas is so cheap. Back-to-school shopping is up a lot. But this was encouraging, too. Manufacturing was up by 9,000 jobs. Construction was up. But there's one big weak spot. If you happen to be listening to me from coal country in West Virginia, you must think I'm nuts because mining jobs are down a lot. It's just been a terrible two-year run for people in the energy sector because jobs are really falling in that category.
And what about wages? What happened with wages in this report?
Well, generally speaking, wages were up a lot over the past year, up 2.6% compared with last year. That may not sound like a lot at first, but the inflation rate was only 1%. So people actually have more money. And the other thing is work hours have been increasing. So you're getting not only more pay per hour, but people are starting to pick up more hours. And remember I said that thing about low gas prices? You know, you combine that, what you're saving every month at the pump. A lot of economists say people are saving somewhere, in the range of $500 to $700 this year compared with last. So you have more cash, lower prices, cheap credit. A lot of people have refinanced their mortgages, so they have more money in their pockets. It's a good year for consumers and for workers.
NPR's Marilyn G. Wax.